water I desire. Here's a house of flesh on fire. Water, water, I desire. Here's a house of flesh on fire. The ramifications and the meaning of our life, well, it can all wait. What we need to let go of is the strife. All right, everybody, you know what day it is. It's Tuesday going into Wednesday on the East Coast, and it's midnight, and it's 9 o'clock in L.A. and San Francisco, and here on the beautiful big island, and I mean beautiful. Last night it was rocking and rolling, and we were shaking and baking. I'm still waiting for Hurricane Flossie. I said, last night I contacted Dr. Lynn, and I said, we must pray. We prayed. We prayed for the safety of our land, for the safety of our neighbors, for the safety of all those who are experiencing the fear. We said, no fear, this is not going to affect us. We are going to come through it. And let me tell you, they said it's coming at 2 o'clock. Well, it hasn't come. It's been a gentle rain, filling up our catchments, giving us what we needed, for we prayed for rain. I don't know about this national state of whatever, but I am always prepared to meet my maker. So let it rock, let it roll, let the truth be told. You are listening to the Insight Hour, and it is brought to you by HealthyWorldDistributing.com, TetraHedron.org.com, our publishing, and Dr. Len Horowitz.com. This is how you reach us. This is how you can contact us. And you'll be learning more about what you can get. But tonight, we're going to be talking about polarization. We're going to be talking about resonance frequencies. We're going to be talking about the idea of creating energy, usable dynamic energy from something that is abundantly given by the Creator to combine with the oxygen. We're going to be talking about oxygen, hydrogen, bonds, frequencies, power, freedom, liberty, all coming together right here on BBSRadio.com. Dr. Lenny, you there?
Hey, Reverend Roxy, what a wonderful thing. Great news that little Flossie, the fear of Flossie, did not shake and bake you.
How could a hurricane named Flossie shake me?
Because what you do with your teeth, isn't it?
That's right. I thought of you. I told everybody, I said, well, this must mean that you must floss the teeth you want to keep.
That's right.
You being a dentist can appreciate that, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what that whirling toothbrush does. It creates a hurricane around your teeth. It gets rid of all the bacteria and the plaque, causes gum inflammation, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, tonight we are going to be talking about this idea of loosing ourselves from all the petrochemicals that we use to propel ourselves through the universe. But before we get into that, I thought perhaps you'd talk to us a little bit about resonance and resonance frequencies as it has to do with sound and as it has to do with light and as it has to do with cells, whether it be of our bodies or whether it be fuel cells. And what we're talking about when we talk about electrodynamic medicine or electric, because then we're going to tie this in tonight, something tonight that I think everybody can get behind, you know, in terms of how we're going to propel ourselves in the 21st century.
Well, that's a fascinating topic. It's really essential to studying our evolution, not only as a species, but as a universe, especially our spiritual embodiment and empowerment comes through sound and light, so frequencies and the filling up of the cells and the manifestation, crystallization of the cells is really what it's all about. You know, it's interesting, like when we did the decryption of the Vitruvian Man, which is actually a woman, Da Vinci's most famous drawing in the Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book, and then the Love Code DVD. You get that information and you see that this most famous drawing of all has the picture of this being with four arms, four legs, and a head. Well, it's actually, there's a woman behind the man standing there, and the man is in a cell. He's in a prison cell. It's the cell of the earthly domain. Meanwhile, the woman has stepped out of the box. Man's stuck in the box. His penis is at the center of the square. He's basically not happy. You look at his face under a magnifying glass. He's not happy stuck in that cell. And meanwhile, in the back of this being, this drawing that represents a balanced creation, the most balanced between a human being and a universe that one can get, which is what Da Vinci's drawing is said to be by world's leading art historians. It's the balance between the universal man in cosmic balance. Well, it's obviously a pleasant situation. At least it's a balanced situation if it's not pleasant. Everybody would agree to that. And so the woman's got probably a smile on her face. You can't see her face. You can only see the angry man. She's smiling because she's escaped the cell of the physical world, of the physical plane, and she's actually engaging the sound, the frequency resonance of divinity. The perfect circle of sound is what she touches with her hands, and she's steadily standing on with both of her feet. And so this is a decryption of the world's most famous drawing that we advance in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book. It's available online for free right now at lovetherealdavincicode.com. Let me give you that again. Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. .com is where you can get a free download of the entire book, and it's given there as a gift. We ask for your generous donations because it's a generous donation that we were blessed with when the Creator gave me this knowledge to relay to everybody worldwide. The most freeing information is what you're talking about, the resonance frequency and the power of hydrogen and oxygen, the water. I got a little message here today. It came in very timely that you're asking about this, because I got an email today from Mr. Chris Mazza. He's the owner and inventor of HIM, or Hydrogen Invention Manufacturing. I've invited Chris on the show. I don't know if he's got my email. He's not going to be on tonight. And by the way, if you're listening and you'd like to join us on the Insight Hour, you can call a toll-free number. It's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 in the United States. There's numerous numbers on the internet at BBS. That's boyboysamradio.com. Most folks are listening to us right now over the internet on bbsradio.com. Thanks to the great work of Don Newsom and Doug Newsom, the Newsom family, and all the other folks that these got engineering firm and bringing you these live programs that are really, many of them, most of them are invaluable, life-saving, and certainly perspective-enhancing when you begin to understand, give insight to this whole concept of spirituality and how to survive and thrive in this physical world. So I want to thank not only BBS Radio, as you mentioned, the co-sponsors. And matter of fact, you had mentioned tetrahedron.org. It's .org, not .com. It's an organization, nonprofit, that has been producing books, tapes, DVDs, CDs that I've been developing for years, since 1978. That's 30 years. We're going on 30 years as a publishing group, nonprofit educational publishing company. Most recent book of 16 is, as I mentioned, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And the one before this one was called Walk on Water. So if you haven't read Walk on Water, you need some orders, and you got to get caught up, because there's extraordinary information about hydrogen and oxygen provided in Walk on Water. The book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, also goes into the body electric and how the cells actually operate incredibly electromagnetically and bioacoustically. There's two different things, electromagnetics, kind of like the way electricity and magnets work. The other is bioacoustic. That is the way biological structures resonate, vibrate according to acoustics or sound. And so there is actually a interchangeable formula, mathematical formula used in physics to calculate what light frequencies are sound frequencies and vice versa. So it's interesting that, for example, when we have been advancing not only the perfect circle of sound, but the tuning forks we have and are distributing through healthyworlddistributing.com, a 9 tuning fork set that Jonathan Goldman was good enough to produce for us based on the revelations that we came out with initially in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Those 9 tones within the perfect circle of sound, represented by the 4 arms, 4 legs, and the head in the Vitruvian Man drawing by Da Vinci, that those tones, there's the third note, the do-re-mi. It was do-re-mi only after the Vatican got a hold of it. It used to be ut-re-mi. And ut-re-mi, mi is stands for miracle, miracles in English, or miragestorum in Latin. 528 hertz frequency of sound happens to be the same in the conversion to light. So 528 light frequency is the same as the 528 of sound frequency, according to experts that have been in touch with us, and those individuals and organizations, groups of doing research in this field have indicated to us that it's interesting that the 528, which Reverend Roxy, you know, is the love tone. 528 is the love hertz. The love hertz frequency of 528 is the center of the universe. It's the third note of the original musical scale. It's harmonically connected to 2 other tones in the perfect circle of sound. It's 396, I'm sorry, 528, 285, and 852 is the triad, the love triad. And so that is fascinating that here you have a sound frequency that's the core creative frequency of the universe. It's the center of your heart. It connects the center and the love vibration, the love feeling, the emotion within your heart, your desire to serve humanity and the Creator in a meaningful way. It connects your heart to the center of the universe, and it is the same in both the light as well as the sound spectrums. So that's fascinating. It's a little bit of trivia, but it's extraordinarily revealing when you begin to think of the metaphysical realities and dynamics that are ongoing to create not only you and I, but this entire universe. So I want you to I want to share with you what Chris Mazza, who, as again, is the owner-director of Hydrogen Invention Manufacturing, wrote me today as an introduction. He says, in the periodic table of elements, hydrogen is the most abundant on this planet. It is not limited to this planet. Hydrogen is found on the moon. It's also suspected in other parts of the universe, which makes this good for space travel. Well, that's actually correct. And in the year 2000, it was only like 7.5 years ago that NASA scientists determined that space is full of water. So H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, is all over the universe. In fact, it is the creative juice. If you listen to the archives on the Insight Hour, if you go to bbsradio.com and connect to Dr. Len Horowitz's Insight Hour archives, and it's well worth the $2 a month minimum that we're asking you to donate to BBS Radio to keep BBS on the air. But you'll get these incredible archives, and some of them deal with this whole issue of how water. A couple of programs ago, we did a show on water as being part of a major third of the triune God, because we said in the beginning there was the Creator, the Word, and the water. And water, of course, is H2O. And I talked about how water, the molecular structure of water, is a tetrahedron, which is related to the Creator's name, the tetragrammaton, the yod-heh-vav-heh. Talked about pyramid power. The tetrahedron is the most stable structure in the physical universe. It can withstand forces in all directions better than anything. And I know with Hurricane Flossie, that's what you needed. It was a little tetrahedron shelter, Reverend Roxy. But the reality is that water, the molecular molecular structure of it is sacred in its geometric form. All of life, including the hexagonal shape, the six-sided hexagonal shape that the snowflakes take on that Dr. Masaru Emoto made famous with his water crystal structure photography and showing us that it reflects consciousness, that it changes with prayer. It changes when you pray over it. You can change it from a polluted structure where it looks like raw sewage when you look under a microscope at this unstructured, polluted water that's got chlorine and fluoride and heavy metal toxins. It looks like raw sewage under a microscope. But if you take your hands and you put your heart intent on love and focusing your energy, your power to channel that love, that divine frequency vibration through your Holy Spirit-filled, water-filled temple, your body, it moves that energy, that light and sound signaling from the Creator's heavenly throne. It moves it right into the water, which still is part of the creative juice of the universe. It's really part of the triune God. It is part godly. It is sacred. And everything about water is sacred. And this whole concept that hydrogen, the sun is made mostly of hydrogen. We've talked about that on previous shows. Oxygen, of course, is element number 8, the infinity sign. The structure of the universe is an 8. It's a double toroid, stacked donuts, one on top of the other. And that the hydrogen and oxygen, Chris writes, mostly the hydrogen and oxygen have a unique relationship. Obviously, water. We plan to venture beyond our planet. We can use fuel for such journey, that is hydrogen. It is not only a fuel heat energy source, but it is used in the body by drinking water, obviously. That's how you get it into your body, but many other applications. In fact, the hydrogen and oxygen are the electron receivers and the electron donors. Electrons are the energy tools or instruments within the body. It's what literally makes our body tick, our whole physiology and our Krebs cycle, the carboxylic acid cycle that generates energy for you to move. And all muscles, every physical, physiological reaction is associated with the energy that comes off of the electron transfers, mostly from the hydrogen and the oxygen. All about hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogen is the electron donor. When it donates that energy electron, it then becomes a positive ion, so it becomes more of an acid. And, of course, the donor, the electron OH, is electron-rich. It is a buffer, hydrogen and oxygen. So if you simply learn about hydrogen and oxygen, you've learned about the most important aspects of every physical function, and that healing methods occur primarily because the energy transfers from one part of the cell or between cells, and all of this is actually occurring because of the hydrogen and oxygen that's there. So, you know, we're talking about the concept that what makes your energy happen also is what makes all fuels possible without burning fossil fuels. The concept of using the sustainable energy, such as hydrogen fuel, and these different types of engines is a concept whose time has come. And again, as we go into now, we transition into not only the spiritual renaissance, but the messianic age, 1,000 years of world peace, there's not going to be room for these greedy, insensitive industrialists who are polluting and using non-sustainable and non-renewable energy resources. We're going to have to transition, and there's not going to be any room for these folks whatsoever in this new world that we are currently building. So I often said, you know, the Creator wants a new world order too. He just doesn't want to have it run by corporate fascists and multinational corporate industrialists that conduct genocide under the guise of national security and public health and create ongoing worsening environmental pollution because it's a political agenda and it's a money-making and profiteering agenda. So this is what we're looking at. When we begin to think about hydrogen and oxygen, it's really about scoping the simple truths and the simplest explanations for who we are, what makes us tick, and really what we can do to not only sustain ourselves, but to thrive, to really energetically uplift, spiritually evolve, and physically heal. And so this is a really wonderful subject when we get engaged with hydrogen, oxygen, water, and the special creative features that and elements that the Creator's blessed us with.
Exactly. Exactly as I said in the beginning of the show, through discursive thought, we'll be able to then take that which is a natural truth that was given to us by the Creator and interpret that in a way in which we can create a process and an apparatus for the production of fuel gases that enhance and release the thermal energy without polluting the earth from the gas which is made up of the two elements of water. And that's what I think hydrogen technology is all about. What the big fear is, Dr. Len, you both know that if modern man and all the world was able to just go to their tap and buy a little simple gizmo, like they buy a DVD that has a laser inside of it that can excitate the water and separate them into the gas in a simple process, only in the simple fact is that a man a long time ago had the secret, but he never revealed it. And now, because his patent has expired, and now because so many people realized after he murdered that he was onto something, I don't think that the petrochemical industry can stop what's getting ready to happen. And when that happens, that means is that we can put a big different spin on the atom by propelling ourselves through this universe the same way as the space shuttle does. It uses a solid fuel when it's here, but it uses hydrogen on its engines. On its shuttle, you know, the booster rockets, they use a different kind of fuel, and you can see it. It's dirty. It's nasty. When they're up in space and re-entering into the atmosphere, they are using hydrogen. The very same thing that's fueling that shuttle, is supposed to be fueling our engines and our cars and giving us back water. Isn't that wonderful, Dr. Len?
That's awesome.
The byproduct of burning hydrogen is water.
You know, and
it's incredible.
And so much of the alternative healthcare fields, actually, it all comes down to water. It all comes down to hydrogen and oxygen. So when you talk about, for example, the homeopathy, you know how these molecules vibrate and they resonate with the original thing. Like, for example, for people who don't know about homeopathics, it's essentially water.
Mm-hmm.
And that, let's say you have poison ivy. The theory and the basis of homeopathy is that like cures like. Well, if let's say you get poison ivy, and then you can create what's called Rustox. You know, you take the poison ivy, you pulverize it, you smush it in a blender or a strainer, and you get the juice out of it, and then you dilute that juice. You take 36, it's the Avogadro number of dilutions. It's you take a drop from serial dilutions 36 times. Ultimately, you get to where there's no more poison ivy, actual physical poison ivy in the final solution, but there's an energy resonance that continues to be communicated from bottle to bottle, water to water, molecule of water to molecule of water. Those little pyramid powers vibrate and they hold that energy so that when you then take this, it's virtually a vaccination. It's a natural immunization against this toxic vibration that you are really getting when you get the physical. Again, all physical comes out of spiritual. You know, all of physical reality is sustained by spirituality. That's what Yeshua meant when he said that not only the kingdom of heaven is near, but that the whole concept of men living by more than bread alone. Well, out of the kingdom of heaven, there is this energy flowing that sustains us, that uplifts us, that anoints us, and that is what heals us. And so this concept that you take water and you can thereby explain homeopathy, even kinesiology. You know, the concept of how is it that, you know, you get a muscle test measurement, or how is it that this whole concept, you think about this, of dowsing. There's dowsers, there's kinesiologists, and, you know, they're frowned upon by the mainstream medical folks. You know, it's quackery, they say. But the reality is, if you're really finely tuned and you have loving, heart-filled intent instead of a profit motive, you can really administer this, and what it is it's a spiritual diagnostic procedure. It's an energy-sensing type of procedure, and how it is that it's occurring is because we're living in water. That's what the book Walk on Water was all about. The concept that even though, you know, it seems like I'm not underwater because you don't hear me blowing bubbles right now. You know, some people might say I'm blowing hot air, but the reality is we are, in fact, underwater. This atmosphere is hydrated. We have a certain amount of water in the atmosphere, and we are underwater. Well, that's an energy carrier. From molecule to molecule, from the ether to the ether, there are these creative structures called the tetrahedrons of the molecular structure of water that transmits the energy. And so here you have somebody with a positive, heartfelt intent to do good, to diagnose somebody's illness, or to even do a simple test, a muscle test on a product, or to do a dowsing with a little pendulum to find out whether a vitamin or a supplement is helpful or harmful to you. Well, how is it that that information can we get to us? Simple. It's through the water. It's through this energy transmission and electron donation that this energy moves through these molecular structures, through the atmosphere, connecting your heart, connecting your positive, loving intent, 528 hertz frequency, into this reality whereby you can perceive what is the spiritual truth. What is that means energetic truth. Is this energy good for you or is it bad for you? Is it harmonic to you or is it in dissonance to you? So it all comes very simple. When you begin to study hydrogen and oxygen and water, everything, all the mysteries of the universe fall out. They become very clear. It's a whole revelation. It's revealed. The truth about the universe is revealed. The whole concept of hands-on healing. How is it possible that, you know, one person can lay hands on another person with positive, loving, heart-filled intent and have that energy flow for a miraculous healing? It's because of the same process. Your body is mostly water. The atmosphere is water. Connecting water to water, guess what you got? You got a solution, a contiguous solution of energy exchange. And so that's what's taking place. You know, the concepts in the Bible. The Bible talks about how Yeshua's garments, that people simply touched his garments, they were healed. Or Paul's handkerchief in the Bible was used for a healing. How is it possible that something made, let's say, of cotton would be able to transmit such a divine vibration that it could cause a miraculous healing and a manifestation in the physical? Well, the reality is it's the same process. If you're so fully empowered as Yeshua was, if you were just so in tune and in touch and entrained with that miraculous loving frequency vibration, of course, the Prince of Peace was the most profound scholar and teacher of this whole concept of living life in love. That's why he said if you boil down the Ten Commandments, the two most important is, above all, keep the Creator as your source, as your Creator, honor basically your father above all, and then your neighbor as yourself. Treat your neighbor as yourself. That means love. And when you're in love, basically you are now engaged with the mathematical matrix, the core creative frequency coming from the kingdom of heaven, the manifestation vibration. that this is literally the Creator's intention is to administer love and joy, and that's the whole purpose of life. It's to be engaged with that. And so the concept of entraining to that, you're so empowered, your whole body is uplifted and enlightened that it spreads to other physical things, like your garments, and that the resonance of the molecular structure within the cotton, within the clothing, within the hemp, it is frequency vibration that then transmit that same energy. And so these are very believable now when we begin to understand the new latest concepts in physics and mathematics. We begin to really understand metaphysics, and we begin to understand spirituality on a much deeper dimension.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Dr. Len, when you say we understand now, because even now they're starting to impregnate silver in garments, undergarments, in the undergarments, using the antimicrobial effects of silver. I know we at Healthy World Distributing, we do a lot with silver.
Yep, there's some colloidal silver at Healthy World Distributing. That's really excellent.
That's right. And people use that for specific reasons. Isn't that very true?
Well, antimicrobial. Wonderful things about the colloidal silvers that we have is the fact that you can take it. It's non-toxic unless you're taking it every single day. And there are some people that develop this bizarre situation where their skin turns silver. It's called argyra. It's actually a disease by people taking too much. But we're talking about minimal amounts.
Parts per million.
Yeah, and you only people who are taking colloidal silver only are taking it really when they really need it. You know, it's typically used as a replacement to antibiotics, which are toxic, and that these are the colloidal silver. Silver and gold, of course, have been known for millennia as extremely valuable in healing. There are also some particular herbs and essential oils that are, yeah, likewise, extremely valuable for healing.
Well,
that the Bible talks about.
Something else, Dr. Len. I want you to speak on iron.
Well, basically, most people who are eating meat don't have an iron deficiency. The only iron deficiencies that we see, and I know that this doesn't rest well with vegans.
Before we talk about deficiency, can we talk about the iron itself? Iron itself as it relates to health.
Well, it's a fascinating thing because the heme group, of the heme of the red blood cell, at the center of this red blood cell, which carries the oxygen, which again is that miraculous element number 8, and the Creator's name is all about it. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh means literally to breathe is to exist. That's what the Creator's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, literally means. And so he breathed the breath of life into Adam to get him off the ground. And likewise, the Bible talks about how the life is in the blood. Life is in the blood. Well, the iron is the key element that carries, that attaches and attracts and holds the oxygen for delivery. So it's virtually the vector or the delivery mechanism within that toroidal structure of a red blood cell.
Now
fascinating that the red blood cell structure is actually the same as half of the universe. You know, it's a double toroid, or frequently when you look at red blood cells under a microscope, they're clumped together in what's called roulet, and that these things actually look like double toroids when two of them are together, and it looks like two donuts stuck together in red blood. And really what is at the center of that is this heme group, which is composed largely of iron, carrying the oxygen as its primary function.
Now I want you to talk to me about the effects of acid on iron and metals.
Oh, that's interesting, because the whole concept of acid burning the iron and the metal and oxidizing it and really causing the corrosion of it. You know, this concept, again, of good versus evil comes to mind. You know, if you want your body, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, to be a burning hell, to be rotting, to be corroding, then you want to increase your acid. You know, and that's, it's real simple. Again, everything falls out. All of healthcare, you literally can do away with, let's say 90% of all the medical deities. If you were simply to start in school educating children about the simplest things about water and hydrogen and oxygen and how it works in your body temple, you know, this whole need for doctors is going to disappear 9 out of 10 times. Because again, what causes all of these chronic diseases? Always the same. It's always a hyperacidification and a reduction in alkalinity in the body temple. So what is that? Well, again, you've got these hydrogen groups that have given up their electrons. So they're missing the energy. That's exactly what it is. It's missing energy. It's seeking energy. It's seeking to bring back into itself an electron. And so you've got the corrosion process is all about that. You've got this chemical reaction that's taking place to restore the energy to the hydrogen. So the acid gets alkalinized that way. And so if you think about the modern diseases, you think about inflammation, inflammatory diseases. A real simple way to remember this, all of the diseases are related to this issue of energy deprivation and acidification. And here's the short list. You've got your inflammatory conditions, your autoimmune diseases, your neurological impairments, your cancers. Everything from colds to cancers are associated with this acidification of the body. You can't get cancer in an alkalized state. Well over 90% of the cancers evolve in an acidified state. And so this whole concept of creating your body to become a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, inflammatory conditions, neurological impairments, and cancers is associated with this mechanism. Now, here's the easy way for you to remember this. You know, everybody listening has gotten a Charlie horse one time or another. You know, your muscle spasm. And, you know, it's really bizarre. You don't know what causes it, but I'll tell you what's primarily causing it, and I'll tell you what is sustaining it. What's primarily causing it is a mineral imbalance, again. When we talk about sodium and potassium, these positive and negative charged elements within the body, and the sodium-potassium pump mechanism that is associated with the fluid dynamics, again, the water dynamics and the energy transfer dynamics of the whole body is dependent on this sodium-potassium pump mechanism. And when you get a Charlie horse, people mostly know that this is associated with lactic acid buildup. Well, it may start off because there's a mineral imbalance. People should not be eating table salt. They should be utilizing the sea salts, the Celtic salts, the fine salts, not this garbage that we're being fed that's actually intoxicating and actually causes more people to get muscle spasms than you'd ever realize. But once the muscle spasm starts because of this mineral imbalance, then what happens is the muscle goes in spasm. Of course, when it's in spasm, the muscles are tight and the cells are firing and the nerves are firing rapidly. And of course, what is that doing? But using energy. It's using energy. And so what's happening is the cells are actually, you know, depriving, eating up, gobbling up, using up oxygen and peeing out into the intercellular fluid spaces, the acid. So you have lactic acid that's building up in all the fluid spaces that now sustains this muscle spasm. So this is now why, you know, you go for minutes, if not longer, with these muscles in spasm, because now you've got lactic acid that, again, the acid state is causing more and more firing and the aberrant physiological function of the muscles. So it's improper functioning now because of the acidification of the fluid bathing the muscles and the nerves. So the easy way to remember that it is simply an acidification condition that causes inflammation. Inflammation, what? It's the same kind of reaction. Here is a situation where you have, let's say, bacteria or viruses getting into your skin and into your blood. And this is why we don't recommend that you violate the Creator's law. That says to keep the blood pure, keep your genetic seed from being mixed by injecting the vaccinations and the intoxications and tuberculosis skin testing. All of these cause intoxication and infectious agents putting into your blood, or pieces of particles of deadly proteins that prompt autoimmune diseases, or genetic material that can prompt cancers. Well, the infusion of these types of agents cause inflammation, which means simply that there's lots of red white blood cells, your white blood cell bodyguards, that get called to the scene of the crime to clean up the accident. Okay, so all these hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of white blood cell bodyguards pour into where you have a breach in your number one barrier against infectious diseases. It's your skin. So you don't want to perforate your skin. You don't want to scrape your skin on lava rock or coral, especially in Hawaii, unless you've got some Tetrasil around, but because you're going to get a pretty serious infection. By the way, just a brief note before I get back to this inflammation and connection to hydrogen and acidification. Tetrasil, if you're listening to me right now and you don't have a tube of Tetrasil in your medicine cabinet, there's something wrong with you. You got to wake up. Truly, this is the most amazing product for a broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, miraculously working because of this whole concept of the pyramid power. And in this case, it's a pyramid of oxygen and silver. That's what Tetrasil is. It's four components of tetrasilver, four elements of silver combined with four elements of oxygen to create a pyramid structure that literally electrocutes using the Creator's orgone energy. That is the energy in the universe. It literally, because of the pyramid structure of the silver and oxygen combination, it takes in the Creator's energy, and it literally sparks. It sends an electrocution spark to kill the pathogens. Everything with a nitrogenous group on the external membrane, such as the viruses do, such as bacteria pathogens do, it electrocutes them, and it leaves the healthy cells alone. Even healthy bacteria, it really doesn't have a major effect on, so it's actually kind to the probiosis. But the amazing reality is that your skin infections disappear, and if you ever get cut or you're concerned about developing an infection, don't get a vaccination, tetanus vaccine particularly. Don't get that. Wash the wound real well, put some Tetrasil on it, bandage it, and forget about it. It's done. And so this whole concept that inflammation is associated with acidification. Here's why. Because just like that muscle cell that's moving in hyperdrive and twitching, and the nervous tissues are keeping your muscles in spasm and in pain, well, the same kind of thing happens. Energy is being used up. Oxygen is being used up. Acid is being peed out by all of those hundreds of thousands and or millions of white blood cell bodyguards that are coming into the site of the infection to clean up the damage. So this, again, is a large reason why people who, let's say, are diabetic, they have these sores that don't heal. Or people who are immune compromised, the primary problem is dehydration and acidification. If people would simply drink more water and hydrate those cells, because again, the water is the mechanism for delivering the energy. The spiritual blessing for healing comes through the water. If you don't have the water, you can't miraculously heal.
And what's the magic pH?
And the pH of the body should be between 7.3 and 7.6 pH. That's where most people should be operating. Unfortunately today, most drinking waters, good waters even, are about 7.0. So that's insufficient for alkalization. The water, the rainwater in Hawaii that we measured was 6.9. So that's a little acid. So even in Hawaii, you have acid rain because of the environmental pollution. It's affecting the entire planet today. But the way to alkalize your water, of course, in Hawaii, you have the best thing. You've got an organic citrus orchard. You go out, you pick up some lemons and limes, you cut them, and you squeeze a half a lemon into, let's say, a 16-ounce glass of water, and you've now, because of the calcium inside this acid fruit, because the calcium turns to calcium hydroxide in the drinking water, which is a buffer, it actually alkalizes your system. If you don't have access to good organic citrus, then get Alkalife. Alkalife is a wonderful mineral and alkalinizing agent that two drops in an 8-ounce glass of water turns it from, let's say, a pH 7 to a pH of 8. And so when I'm on the road and I don't have access to the water machine that HealthyWorldDistributing.com sells, we highly recommend that for people who have a home where they've got a desire to have alkalinization and right at your sink, right at your kitchen sink. You plug the machine in. It separates acid from alkaline water. You drink the alkaline. You bathe your skin, your body, or you wash your vegetables and your fruits. It gets rid far better of all of the toxins. The chemicals comes off in the acid water. Much better. It's like that's what you were talking about earlier. The acid actually pulls these toxins and chemicals off of the fruit and vegetables better than the alkaline water. This is why, again, when people are in need of detoxification, we recommend bathing in apple cider vinegar because the vinegar is acid. So your skin, if you want your skin optimally clean, you use as a cleanser a acidifying solution or an acid solution, slightly acid. So let's say you're going to be using maybe about a 6.7, 6.8 pH for alkaline, for acidification, for cleaning, but you want to be drinking pH adjusted 8 in general. We recommend half of your body weight converted to ounces is what everyone should be drinking. So if you weigh 200 pounds, let's say, you want to be drinking half of that 200 pounds in 100 ounces of good pure drinking water, pH adjusted to 8. And of course, if you can afford those expensive Japanese water micro units that we recommend and that we do sell, then that's fine. We've got one here in northern Idaho where I am now, and it's awesome to have it. It makes it very, very easy. But again, if you're on the road or you can't afford that, then either get the acid fruits, the citrus fruits, and again, because of the calcium, it'll alkalize, or get the product called Alkalife. Another product is called Xuma, X-Y-U-M-A. Also, HealthyWorldDistributing.com sells Xuma. So these are water alkalizers that have a profound impact on your body chemistry and sustainability and healing potential. The final thing is that those inflammatory conditions will simply disappear if you, number one, hydrate yourself well, re-energize your cells. Of course, in diabetes, what's primarily happening there is the energy is not moving back and forth between the cells, so that you're, for example, you're insulin-producing cells in the islets of Langerhans can't determine what is your insulin level, correct insulin level, so it's not getting the feedback communications in the endocrine system and the hormonal system to be able to regulate itself and the blood sugar levels. And so you begin to realize that once you are well hydrated, all the energy and the messaging between cells can come back to life. In fact, I would highly recommend, before anybody spends a lot of money on any of the Manatech products, for example, the Ambritos, which is an excellent product, but very expensive. Before you do that, make sure your body is well hydrated, because otherwise, no matter how many of these glycoprotein structures that you restore to the membranes of the cells that are like the little antenna that send the intercellular communications, such as we were just talking about with the insulin regulation, you begin to realize that without the water between these cells, without the water acting as the electromagnetic frequency vibrating transmitting medium, your antenna doesn't do any good. So it doesn't make sense for you to go spend, you know, $150 for a bottle of a jar of Ambritos unless you're well hydrated. And don't even bother taking that expensive stuff unless you're well hydrated, because it's not going to do any good. Same thing with all these vitamins and minerals and enzymes. Everything needs to have good water in the body. So that's number one, detoxification and deacidification. That's where we begin the healing celebrations five steps. Those two steps are steps one and two of the five-step healing celebrations, miraculous recoveries, recommendations. There's a website that's set up for those of you listening. If you have friends and family, and I'm sure you do, who are ill, and it's times are getting worse. A lot of people are already sick, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, I can tell you that. We've got about 5.5 years before the Mayan calendar ends, and the prophets say that the Messiah returns.
And you got about 2 minutes to wind it up and to tell people that this was such an important discussion that we are going to keep on talking about it, and hopefully next week we're going to have that man on the hydrogen technology so that we can continue, because I think brilliantly you put the analogy of the body in. Reduce the amount of metals, reduce the amount of aluminum, or reduce the amount of all of the metals that are in fad foods and things. Get them out of your blood. Protect your blood. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. That's
protect
exactly
your
right.
Blood, folks.
Yeah, so let me just give you the link and the toll-free number.
That's
there's a
right.
Toll-free number that gets you the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Get Healing Celebrations online, a review of it. A whole summary is at healingcelebrations.com. That's healingcelebrations.com. The book is available also through the healthyworlddistributing.com website. And the toll-free number to call for ordering the book and any of the products I've mentioned on the Inside Hour is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. Reverend Roxy has a show on Sunday night. It's called Mission Possible. Reverend Roxy is going to be strong on Sunday night, same time, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight East Coast. Tune in to bbsradio.com. Don't miss Mission Possible with Reverend Roxy Hampton. Love you, sister.
Love you too, Dr. Len. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.